I certainly did not see the first 30 minutes coming at all. You know, to come over and play like we did and get out of the gates, couldn't be more pleased. You know, considering all the first time starters we've got, especially the guys handling the football, and but yeah, 30 minutes, and it was a lot of fun standing on our sideline.
Reed Florence showed obviously what he can do at the quarterback spot, both with his arm and again with his legs, but he also showed us that he's got a handful of receivers he can count on as well, and I think that was a key thing going into this year to have some depth at that position.
You know, Reed is Reed's only going to get better, obviously, you know, coming out of his first start. And I mean, throws it well, sees the field. He's going to learn a couple of lessons, you know, when we sit down and watch the tape, as all first-year starters do. But the receivers, you know, they did a lot of really good things. I mean, we've all known that Brendan Cunningham was a good player. He just wasn't getting near as many touches as what you'd think when you have guys like Cooper and McKee out there running around. So, but, you know, to find guys like Wilson and Desi and Garth Gilbert, you know, being a senior and getting out there and playing like he did, really, really happy for those guys.
On the defensive side of the ball, you have 9 guys back from last year that started, but there was no question they had to be better. And today they really set the tone early, forcing a couple of 3-and-outs. And, boy, the defensive line gave Capitals' O-line fits right from the get-go.
You know, I thought we played with great speed. You know, in all fairness, you know, a lot of times I'm making adjustments with the offense, so I don't see all the defensive snaps, and I certainly don't see many of them when they're having a bunch of 3-and-outs like they were. But I thought they flew to the ball. I thought they hit well. You know, they pressured their quarterback throughout the first half, and they played Wittenberg football. It was fun.
You win the opener against a pretty good opponent, but now you have a week off. And this used to happen every year for your team, the bye week in week 2. So you kind of have to go back into camp a little bit before you play DePaul in 2 Saturdays.
Well, you know, the old saying, the biggest improvements in teams are between game 1 and game 2. And, you know, we get to maximize our time. So, you know, if I had my druthers, our open date would be later. But in all honesty, as nicked up as we are, and knock on wood, we haven't had a debilitating injury yet, but we just have a lot of shoulders, ankles, this and that, and it will probably do our guys some good to get. I mean, we had 2 offensive linemen that missed the majority of camp. You know, we've had receivers that have missed big parts of camp with hamstrings and ankles. So, you know, who knows? We may look back on it and say that, you know, the open date at this time was really a blessing, but, you know, time will tell.
All right, congratulations on the win today.
Thanks, brother.